Sanders, and this is Trina Henderson, and the topic of our discussion will be the Civil Rights Movement.
Ms. Sanders,
yes.
Who were your parents?
Susie M. Curry and Will Ellis Hines.
Where were they from?
My father was from Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia. And my mother was from Shelby.
How many siblings did you have?
I have two brothers, Ronnie and Robert. I have no sisters. I'm the only sister.
How old were you during the Civil Rights Movement? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Well, in 1960, I was 28 years old.
Okay. What county and city did you live in?
I lived in Jefferson County, in Bessemer, Alabama.
How did the Civil Rights Movement affect you in any way?
Yes, it did affect the whole world, because it brought reality home.
Okay, in what way did it affect your occupation and your children's lives and so on?
Well, really, it did affect my children's life anyway, because they was pulled out of one school and put into another one for three times. They had started to brighten. And in the middle of the year, they had to go to Hueytown High. And they had to adjust, but it was a good adjustment.
How did the movement affect your job at the time?
Well, it had a traumatic effect on our jobs, because we couldn't participate in the civil rights movement unless we was fired, or we had to slip and do what we had to do. But we still kept on pushing on.
Did any of your relatives or friend have a personal experience during the movement?
Well, yes, some of my friends was put in jail, and they had the water hoses and the dogs jumped on them and all of that, but I wasn't in that.
What was the education like back then?
Well, it was very hard to get. It took, you had to go to school 3 months and wait 3 months to get a real good college education. But from 1963 on up, I believe the education was being better.
When you were obtaining your degree and working at Bessemer General, did the movement affect you in any way?
Yes, it did, because it had gotten where I couldn't be off to go to school. They wouldn't let me off to go to school, and I had to miss about two or three semesters because I couldn't go to school, because they didn't permit us to go to school and to work too.
What role did the governor play in the movement?
George Wallace was the governor. He stood in the door of of the University of Alabama to keep blacks out. But at that time, I was going to Miles with Octorine, Lucy, and some of the few that did go to UAT that I didn't get a chance to go. But the National Guard and all was called in, and they seen that blacks could go to the university.
Did Governor Wallace try to alleviate the problem any?
Not at that time, he didn't. But as it went on down, he became very liable to help black people to further their educations and to get raises on jobs and different things.
Who were the local leaders in Bessemer at the time?
I'm trying to think of the mayor's name now. Herman Thompson was the mayor of Bessemer. And we really didn't have a whole lot of people. We just had one particular man that kind of stood out, and that was Herman Thompson and Jess Lanier. And
what was their involvement in the movement?
One was the mayor, and when Herman Thompson retired, then Jess Lanier ran and got to be mayor.
What was he like during the movement? Was he involved in it?
Yes, they were all involved in it to a certain extent. And they had their pros and cons in it. But it wasn't like that they would come to you and tell you what needed to be done. But they would probably do it in a different way. Not the way that we would want it to be done now.
Do you remember who the police chief was?
I remember one that they called Stud Grimes. He was one of the police chiefs for the city. And I can't remember who was for the county. Oh, yeah. The one that they just replaced.
Were the police officers of Bessemer, were they anything like the ones in Birmingham where, like, on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They didn't allow people to walk the street after 10 o'clock at night.
Was that just blacks or
blacks,
everybody?
Blacks.
Did the Ku Klux Klan ever come to Bessemer?
They would meet out in the Bessemer Park, but knowing that they was parading, I never did see them parade.
Did they ever commit any violence in Bessemer, Birmingham, that you know of?
No, I don't know. But I imagine they committed plenty of violence, but it wasn't ever, I don't know.
Okay. Well, what role did the women play during the movement? Was there anything particular that they did?
Well, they would get up every morning and go to Birmingham. And it became a push day in Bessemer. All the white people were going to push the black people off the street. And when you walked down the street, they would push you down or push you off the street. Whatever. And that's when they was having the sit-in at, what's the name of this cafe? It's a 10-cent store. McClellan. That's when they had to sit in at McClellan. They wouldn't serve us at the counter. When we go sit down to the counter, the police would escort us out and, you know, wouldn't serve you or nothing.
Okay.
Didn't want you in the stores and things. And when we boycotted the stores in Baltimore for Easter, all of the stores, let me see, with New Ideal, Love Money, that's it. All them was boycotted. But black people didn't buy anything that Easter. And it made a difference too.
Okay. When the 16th Street Baptist Church was bombed, were you afraid that your church was going to be bombed?
I believe everybody was afraid. Everybody was afraid to go, but we went to our churches every Sunday.
Were any other churches involved in the movement?
All the Baptist churches. All Baptist churches all across Jefferson County.
Okay, would you...
And I believe the Methodist churches, too.
Okay, so that included your church also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were any other organizations involved in the movement besides the churches?
I imagine the Masonics and the Eastern Stars. And because it was the same people, you know, in the churches and everything.
Was there a NAACP chapter here? Did Martin Luther King ever come to Birmingham?
Yeah, he was put in jail in Birmingham. He got sick and he had a virus in jail. He got sick and had to go to the hospital. And the jails were just terrible for black people. They had a place for white people and a place for black people in jail. It was terrible.
Were they fed, the blacks?
Yeah. But it wasn't nothing decent about it, like it is now. I think that's one reason that jails really did clean up is because Martin Luther King got sick in jail.
When the blacks were convicted of crimes, did they have longer sentences then?
Yeah, just like now.
How was Ralph Abernathy? Is it Reverend or Dr. Ralph Abernathy?
Doctor.
How was he affiliated with the movement?
He was the president of the NAACP.
After Martin Luther King's assassination, what were your feelings like?
Oh, it was like a father was killed, or a brother, or something. It was just that he didn't have to die.
Was he assassinated in Tennessee?
Tennessee. He was working on the garbage men, trying to get their jobs better and pay more. He was shot.
The guy that shot him, wasn't he recently arrested or something? Or in court? No, that was the guy that blew up the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, he was Ku Klux Klan.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a Klansman. But they arrested the man that killed Martin.
Was he ever convicted or anything?
He's still in jail right now.